Mainstream Mental Health Radio
with Dr. John Huber.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
We're on a mission from God.
News, issues revolving around mental health.
Dr. John Huber, a mental health professional for over 20 years, the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a clinical forensic psychologist, and a psychology professor at Texas State University. Breaking the silence of mental health one day at a time, discussing the human condition, providing a sounding board for mental health issues, and making mental health mainstream.
You got a gift, my friend.
Now it's time for Mainstream Mental Health Radio.
Let the healing begin.
With Dr. John Huber. To Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media. Google Plus, Mainstream Mental Health. Instagram, at Mainstream Mental Health. Twitter, at Mainstream MENTL. And search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. John Huber, and I'd like to invite everybody and remind you to follow us at mainstreammentalhealth.org and share our radio podcast with your friends and family. We're part of the Mental Health Radio Network, and you can follow us on iTunes and Blog Talk. And don't forget to check us out again at mainstreammentalhealth.org. Now, today we got kind of a different show. It's a little unique. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the broad topics that we've been covering for quite some time. We talk about the internet and social media and how addicted it is, and we talk about serotonin and dopamine interactions, and we talk about stimulus response. But there's really actually some social benefits to using social media. One of the social benefits is it can burden your friendships up. In other words, you can monitor your real personal, the interactions that you have with your friends in real life, and you can watch them on social media, and you can get clues to things. Like, you can remember that their birthday's coming up. You can also remember that they like this type of movie or that kind of movie, or they hate this kind of food, but they like this kind of food. And you can always have good answers and ideas and solutions for them, because you have insight that might take years to develop face-to-face. You may not discover that. For example, my best friend from high school was colorblind, and he was my best friend for almost 5 years before I found out he was colorblind. And actually, today, he's a national paint salesman and sells paint for a living. And every time I go with him on sales jobs, he makes me swear not to tell anybody he's colorblind. But he's good at what he does. And as he explained to me, I see different colors than you. It doesn't mean I don't see colors. So that's how he knows what color to sell to his clients. Anyway. As well as being able to buoy your friendship up, it can also help you project the person that you want to be. You can model yourself against other people and pick and choose so that you do present the best you possible. So it kind of helps you introduce yourself to the world through social media by watching other people on social media. Another thing you can do is kind of snoop on people. You can look through their open windows, and it's not illegal. In fact, you know, social media is just that. It's social. It's out there. It's for public perusal. If it's not, they should put filters on it and block it from people. So it can allow you to monitor people. If you're not sure about somebody that maybe you're interested in dating or that you want to go to work for, watching their social media may sell the deal or may close the deal you're not interested in anymore. You can also sit back through social media, and if you don't have anybody right there to discuss your immediate thoughts on anything, whether, you know, it's politics or religion or movies, and you disagree with everybody around you, so they kind of cut you short. And that's your platform, social media. It is about you and what you want to tell the world. And you have that ability to sit there and close that out so that they see what you want to say and they can choose to do it or not. You can also use it to enhance your social resources. And the more you reveal about yourself, the more your social net worth goes up. Being more forthcoming can help you get jobs on LinkedIn. It can also help old classmates find you when you're trying to connect with them. Essentially, by developing this type of social value, you can enlarge your tribe and enlarge your group and allow you to contribute more to more people in that situation. So I think everybody can value and benefit from social media, but hang tight and we'll get on with our show.
Hi, everyone. This is Kristen Sinatra Walker, and I'm the CEO of Mental Health News Radio Network. Just in case you thought I was John Huber, but my voice had gotten higher, I just want to make sure that you know that we are doing this on Mainstream Mental Health. Dr. John Huber is here with me. John, Dr. Huber, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And, you know, I think this is a new segue we've been discussing for actually for quite some time about doing, talking about current events, what's going on, and just trying to conceptualize what's happened in the recent history over the past week or so. And I think probably one of the big things right now is they're talking about with new potential immigrants, them giving access to the federal government their social media outlets, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, and like that. And initially, what are your thoughts on that, Kristen? You know, telling every immigrant that, hey, we have to see your social media. What do you think about that?
I think it's interesting. I think it's right up your alley, being a forensic psychologist, that this is right up your alley in analyzing data. I think it's a fascinating subject. It's already happening. People are going to get very upset about this. People that don't like Trump are going to, you know, call him all sorts of names is what happens, and people that do like him are going to say this is a long time coming. The reality is this is already going on. People just sort of live in this malaise of not realizing that everything they post on social media becomes a history of their mental state at the time that they've posted it.
Your social media is kind of like the perfect you. In other words, you don't talk about stuff you don't want to talk about in public. So you're putting forward the image you want the rest of the world to see you as. So when right. you do those types of things, you know, you're telling the world who you want to be, essentially, even if you're not that person, you're telling them that. So I think it's important, and having, you know, taught at the university level for 20 some odd years, one of the things I know is I got my students into graduate schools, and I started looking at research articles on admission rates and how the schools do it. And several studies, one of them I remember from USA Today, was talking about, do graduate schools look at social media? And about a third of them officially say, yes, they do. However, when the researchers for the article actually called the graduate school admission offices and said, you know, but do you actually look at their social media? And almost 100% of them said, yes, they do. So everybody's doing it, whether they tell you or not. So I think it's probably becoming a best practice, because people will tell you one thing in private and then what they tell the rest of the world in social media, if it doesn't jive, I mean, you could have some issues that come up, whether it's someone who's not being honest with themselves, with you, with the rest of the world, you don't know. But man, it's the image they want the world to see. So do you want
Absolutely.
That working in your office? Do you want that as one of your grad students who, when they graduate, they will represent your graduate school?
I think about this often. You know, we just did the show with Brian Cuban and Stephen Kovalkovich talking about a post. Someone that worked at a treatment center outed a celebrity by name,
That's right.
saying, you know, that they were being treated at a facility, and aren't I wonderful that I helped save another life? And it's utterly ridiculous. And that's bad enough. But what you have to look at is, okay, this is a social worker that did this, and they're so, when you read through, of course he denied it, when you read through the rest of his social media, he was taking pictures with any celebrity, almost like jumping in front of them to get that selfie. And so the denials of, somebody hacked my account were ridiculous, because the story that was being told by his own telling on a long history on Facebook was that he loved to name drop. So it's really interesting how people don't realize how much they're giving a complete history of their behavior and what they feel is important, because what you feel is important is what you share out for public consumption, because you're creating that persona. It isn't, like you said, it isn't necessarily the real you.
Exactly. And, you know, and his story is kind of interesting, because, you know, he jumps in and says, whoa, wait a minute, I was hacked. And then 30 minutes later, he's back in there talking about his interaction with the person that he outed, you know, and
right.
It's like, wait, you tell us one thing, but you do something else that shows that, no, you weren't hacked, that you did it.
You know, and, interesting? Years ago, before social media, I lived in Bethany, Oklahoma, and there was a little college there that would drive around to all the bars, all the dance halls, and check out the license plates of the students. And if they found any student's license plate that went to that college, those kids were put on restrictions, kicked out, and so on. And the university denied it across, you know, no, we don't do that. Of course we don't do that. But yes, they were. So that was that day's version of social media. Now we have this
wow.
day's version of social media, and you can't hide. So of course they're looking at those things. And do we take it seriously when we're asking people to come into our country? Is that part of what should be looked at? Well, that's a debate that's going to go on and on politically, of course, but it's already being done.
Right.
It's the thing.
It is being done, whether it's the government or universities or employers. And, you know, when you talk about immigration, though, you know, we have immigration laws for a reason. And they're to try and help protect this country from, for example, terrorists, or for
mm-hmm.
someone who may be carrying some highly contagious disease and bringing it into this country when maybe we've gotten rid of it in our country. And so a generation may not have been inoculated for that disease and that type of stuff. And all of a sudden we have outbreaks. And I mean, there's a legitimate reason. We're not trying to break up families, and we want immigrants. That's what this country was based off of and founded off of.
Based on, exactly. But there have to be some restrictions.
Right. And just to keep us safe, period. And, you know, we've been blessed as a country, because we have, you know, oceans on two sides of our country. And that kind of gives us a natural barrier. You know, people have to get on, you know, ships and cruise across the ocean to get to us. Now that we have such easy and low cost airfare, and it's, you know, they can fly into surrounding countries, Canada, Mexico, Guadalajara, you know, all these different places, and walk across the border now, when that was unthought of, you know, just 20 years ago. You couldn't do that. It was too expensive, too cumbersome. And now we have to be careful what we're doing. And it's legitimate.
You know,
I mean, it's not.
It's interesting as you say that, because the more liberal part of me is like, oh, this is an atrocity. How could we do this? And so on, while also realizing that it's already being done. So just accept the fact that it's already being done.
And
it is out there publicly. I think, would I go and look at a new employee's of my own company, would I go look at their social media and dig around and find out about them other than LinkedIn to see their employment history? Would I do that before I bring them into my company? And my first thought is, well, no, what a horrible invasion of privacy. But then I immediately say to myself, it's out public on their social media.
It's
not an invasion
data.
Of their privacy.
Right. That's right. So, it's not. I mean, I've had students in the class, in some of my large classes, that would start problems with other students and make threats, and students would come up to me and all that. And that's what I would do, is I would go look at their social media, and it's amazing, you know, how much, you know, an 18-year-old puts on their social media, you know, pictures of them smoking marijuana, using other illicit or illegal drugs, double fisting vodka at 18, you know, when they're legal at 21. And then they turn around and when I call them into my office, they give me this, oh, well, I'm just a nice, ordinary kid and I don't do anything wrong. And, you know, I'm just trying to. And you're just picking on me. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, I got 12 students sitting around you who feel threatened by you. And they keep saying that. And it's information that I can use to help protect my class, the integrity of my class. And right. Just like, you know, when a graduate school looks at some of these, you know, social media, and if it shows them using all these drugs, but one of the questions they ask, do you have a drug problem? You know, we don't want to foster that. We don't think that makes the best therapist, yada, yada, yada. But you deny it. And they go pull up there and there's pictures of you doing, you know, lines of cocaine and marijuana, and you just lied on your application, and they've got proof. You know, why, absolutely. Why would they want to take somebody like that? And the same thing with, you know, if somebody says, oh, I want to be an American citizen, but all their social media says death to America and, you know, we want to destroy America and stuff like that. That would be important to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I look forward to more of these kinds of conversations. You know, I'll always come at it from the patient perspective, and you are the doctor. But I think this will be really good for our listeners to hear. At least some rational discussion. None of us are saying who we vote for, what we believe, this or that. We're just trying to talk about what is obviously going on that people tend to just gloss over and not allow themselves to pierce the veil and see what really is happening.
Well, and a lot of times people gloss over until it serves a purpose for them to be upset about it, and then they bring it
exactly.
up. And that's also, we watch that every day happening. So it's a good place to have an open discussion about it and bring some of the stuff up. We may not necessarily like the topic or like the results of the conversation, but it's there for people to listen to and make their own decisions. So thanks, Kristen. I appreciate that. And I think this will be kind of a weekly event. So
agreed.
Thanks for listening to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber. Check us out on social media, Google+, Mainstream Mental Health, Instagram @ Mainstream Mental Health, Twitter @ Mainstream MENTL, and search for Mainstream Mental Health on Facebook. Please tune in every week to Mainstream Mental Health Radio with your host, Dr. John Huber.